I recall going to these neighbors, and they were Italian family. And so there was, I remember the boy's name, Goody, was okay. My age. So Goody and I were pretty much, we'd go inside each other's house, and they'd come in my house, and we'd have, so I didn't really run into anything in prejudice, you know, that made me alerted to what segregation was, because on that block or in that particular area, it was sort of mixed.
So neighborhoods, it was probably typical for the South in that period of time, neighborhoods weren't segregated.
No, they weren't segregated. No.
In the South.
No, that's right. Not in New Orleans anyway.
Right.
Not
right.
In that area. I don't know about any other part of the South, but in New Orleans it wasn't.
Okay. And
the first sense of segregation, or that there was some form of segregation, came to me through my godfather, who was French Creole, but very light-skinned. He passed for white. Yeah. And he would take me into town to shop for me, you know, for a birthday or for whatever holidays. I don't recall the exact holidays, but I do recall the incident of getting on the streetcar and him going all the way up to the front where the motorman was. There was a motorman and a conductor, and they had these signs where you put up in between each section. You could move. For example, if there were more white people on the streetcar at the time, then this sign would be moved back. Each
right.
seat had a little hole in where this you could stick this sign in. And I had to stay behind that sign, and he would go up front, and then he'd come back and make a joke out of it. But I realized then there was a difference, that me being black, I couldn't go past that sign. But the white sat in the front end and the black sat in the back end.
Can you describe how you felt even at that early time about that?
Well,
or did you
have a sense
of anything?
I felt very hurt about the whole thing because I felt that I wanted to go up front, the front like any kid would like to do, you know, go to the front of the streetcar and stand up and watch the motorman or whatever. I couldn't do that. And so I really felt it gave you sort of feeling of rejection.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time I realized there was a difference.